It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 6th, 2021. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon. Today, we have winds from the south, 20 to 25 knots, easing to about 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Gusts as high as 30, becoming 25 knots late in the evening. Wind waves from the south, 5 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 11 seconds. Rain is in the forecast. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about marine pilots, and I have a fun story to tell you about that. The other day, a Facebook friend messaged me about a rumor that she had heard about me, that I had at one time been a bar pilot, and she was asking me whether this was true or not. Well, first of all, as rumors go, this is just a pretty great one. Usually rumors about people are sort of negative, but this one is one that really made me smile, and I have to say a grateful thank you to the person who thought of me in that way. Partly because I have such enormous respect for our bar and river pilots here. And the thought that someone thought I might be one or have been one at one time, well, that's pretty delightful since this is kind of a dream job in my eyes. And it's a job that only a relatively small number of people in the entire world actually can do and are doing. But before I go on, even though it would be really tempting to just let this rumor circulate, my inner Girl Scout compels me to come clean and say that no, not now, nor have I ever, unfortunately, been a maritime pilot. I don't even play one on TV, as they say, although I have been on TV with a real pilot talking about the maritime professions. I've boarded ships with pilots to report on what they were doing, so I have scrambled up a pilot ladder or two over the years, but I've never been entrusted with the enormous responsibility of being a professional marine pilot. That's because as much as I might love the idea of doing it, I'm not qualified, and very few people are. So let's talk about pilots. When I first started to understand what a marine pilot was and get a sense of their job, and that was here in Astoria when I moved here in 2002, one of my first thoughts was, oh my God, I want to do that. But the truth is that if I really were set on becoming a pilot, I would have to be able to rewind my life and start over. So there's a tremendous professional investment that pilots give before they ever get to the point where they get considered to be good enough to do this job. So I thought that this very fun rumor would give me a great opportunity to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is the job of being a pilot, what it takes to win this job, and what they actually do. It's the top of the maritime professions in many ways, and they're a pretty elite bunch of highly qualified folks are doing this work. The stakes are very high in terms of ship and environmental safety, in what they do, and so are the personal risks that they take each day when they go to work. So there are marine pilots in virtually every port in the world where ships are traveling. Bringing a ship into a strange waterway where the captain may be unfamiliar with the nuances of the local region, it's a very risky endeavor, and there's a lot at stake. And so marine pilots board ships and act as advisors to the officers on board so that the ship can get safely into port. Their role is to offer their expertise in two main things: ship handling under all conditions and local knowledge of the waterway in which they're licensed to be a pilot. By law, any ship that's sailing under a flag outside the United States, so any foreign flag vessel, as they are called, is required to have a pilot on board. Pilots also play a role in whether ships can come in and out of the river, and if conditions are too dangerous for safe passage, usually because of weather, they'll suspend their pilotage services, effectively closing the river to transit by foreign flag ships. And they usually do this action in concert with the U.S. Coast Guard, and that during those times when the weather, usually it's when the weather is terrible, you will hear about the bar being closed, so ships cannot cross that interface between the ocean and the river legally. So just about every ship you see on the river here has a pilot on board, on the bridge, advising the officers as to what course to steer and how to avoid hazards and other things that may arise in what can be an all-day trip from the mouth of the river to Portland on the Columbia. The rare exception is our U.S. Coast Guard vessels or other U.S. flagged ships who know their way around in the river. Generally, even U.S. flagships whose captains are not familiar with the Columbia will just take a pilot on for safety purposes. You know, when you have a big ship in the river, it's imperative that you get from one place without hitting anything else, any other vessel, and hitting bottom. Those are very important things. And it takes a great deal of expertise to finesse a ship through our relatively narrow waterway. There are about 100 different course changes between Astoria and Portland. And the weather here on the lower Columbia between Astoria and the mouth of the river, as we know, can be very problematic and cause some real challenges in ship handling. And if you factor into that, if you add into that whole equation the issue of the heavy current and tidal current and just downriver current here on the river, it makes the Columbia exceptionally challenging for ships and vessels transiting it. So having that experience of a pilot is especially important here. Now, bar pilots handle ships between Astoria and the open sea, and river pilots take ships between Astoria and upriver ports as far inland as Portland and Vancouver. And some of those pilots can be on tugboats and take them up as far as Lewiston, Idaho. So who are these folks who are pilots? Well, they are highly accomplished mariners with years of experience. People who are highly capable captains, who have wide vessel handling experience under lots of different conditions, and who have learned the nuanced details of the river system where they're licensed as pilots. And so they can use their vessel handling experience to ensure safe passage and their intensive local knowledge to make sure that they avoid all the hazards that you could possibly encounter on your way upriver to to whatever port the ship is going to. Now, these are folks who can remain calm during an emergency and act quickly to respond to changing conditions. They have to be physically fit because their job requires them to be hoisted and lowered in a harness by a cable dangling from a helicopter hovering over a ship at sea, or they have to be able to climb up a rope ladder hanging down the side of a moving ship. It requires great presence of mind and focus to be a pilot. One thing I really love about piloting is that it's not a profession for really young people. Experience is key, and that means years of it. So pilots tend to be a bit older, very fit, and very capable. Historically, bar pilots here on the Columbia are former ship captains, and river pilots tend to be former tugboat captains. Both have years of expertise before they ever set foot on the bridge of a ship as a pilot. Marine pilots also tend to be men. There was one female bar pilot here who is now retired, Captain Deborah Dempsey, and there are a few women who are river pilots here, but not many in the grand scheme of things worldwide. As in all of the maritime professions, it's still pretty much a man's world, but capable women are making inroads. Pilots know the river very well. In fact, in order to pass their licensing test, they have to draw the river in detail from memory from a navigational perspective. So, the bottom line is, even though it's very flattering that you might have thought that of me, very few people ever qualify to be marine pilots. And if you are one, you have had to have spent kind of a career in the marine field. And if you manage to achieve that role as pilot, you have really accomplished something significant in the maritime professions. I'm honored to have been rumored to be one. Perhaps in my next life, I'll give it a go. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.